is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 2nd of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. And that was Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, the author of Horton Hears a Who, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, Green Eggs and Ham, 60 children's books in all. He was the grandson of German immigrants. He was a lifelong Lutheran, graduated from Dartmouth, dropped out of Oxford. His mother was 6 feet tall, weighed 200 pounds. She was a competitive platform high diver. His father inherited a brewery a month before Prohibition began. Eventually, he became a zookeeper and brought young Theodore with him to work. At Dartmouth, Geisel majored in English. He wrote for the campus humor magazine. One night he was caught drinking gin, and the Dartmouth administration disciplined him by making him resign from all of his extracurricular activities, including the humor magazine. He was the editor-in-chief, and from then on he wrote for the magazine under a pen name. He used his mother's maiden name, Seuss, which was pronounced Seuss, the way it would be said in Germany. But people kept mispronouncing it Seuss, and eventually Dr. Seuss embraced the mispronunciation. His first children's book was in 1937, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. He wrote that book and much of the rest of his life's work in rhyming anapestic meter, also called trisyllabic meter, which he found very alluring, very catchy, the meter that goes da-da-dum, 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 and today the great yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud, that is all he can see. Dr. Seuss came along at a time when people were getting tired of the old Dick and Jane reading books for children. His publisher at Random House said, "Write me a story that first graders can't put down." And they gave him a short list of words that first graders should know. He spent 9 months composing The Cat and the Hat, which uses just 220 different words. It's 1,700 words long. Dr. Seuss said, "Writing for children is murder. Every word has to count." But within 5 years of its publication, The Cat and the Hat had sold 1 million copies. And it's the birthday of Sholem Aleichem, born in Ukraine, 1859, wrote in Yiddish, gave us the character Tevye the Milkman, whose stories inspired the musical Fiddler on the Roof. Sholem Aleichem, who said, "Life is a dream for the wise, a game for the fool, a comedy for the rich, a tragedy for the poor." Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, entitled The Key. Morning unlocks the lake as a woman with many keys might come to open a house where others are sleeping, enjoying the quiet possession, wiping the shelves of the mountain with a lemony rag until they catch. It is not hers. Those who live there will claim it with raised voices, with the closet doors casual banging. But for now, a single rowboat drifts on the silvery water. The oars are banked. The one sound drips from the blades and widens toward the enormous, dark-held shore. There, the house is dreaming, a red beret on a wooden dresser, somehow important. A poem titled The Key by Jane Hirschfield, from The Lives of the Heart, published by Harper Perennial, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.